The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3549. Yesterday, we started looking at the new databank entries for cast in characters appearing in The Acolyte. Today, we're going to wrap that up, and we're also going to talk about what's missing and what was unexpectedly referenced. Punch it. Hey Rebel Razor, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So we're talking about the new things we've learned about the characters appearing in The Acolyte, especially with the new databank entries that we got, and also updated ones. So yesterday we talked about 5 of 10 characters that we're going to talk about. That would be Vernestra Rowe, and May, Master Soul, Jeki, and Kelnaka. Today we're going to talk about the other 5. Then we have Yord, a Jedi Knight and Guardian from the Jedi Temple. Which one, begs the question, we don't know. He's an overachiever and a rule follower. He's need to be a by-the-book Jedi can cloud his mind. So that suggests that there might be some sort of potential threat that he doesn't recognize until it's comparatively too late. This is Charlie Barnett, who plays this particular character. Then we have Khmer, a former smuggler who now makes a living as a trader, procuring unusual things and enjoying a life of leisure. And that is Manny Jacinto's character. And that's interesting in a couple of different ways. Number one, because in other Star Wars storytelling, we've had people looking for, say, Sith artifacts, for example, and it seems like we might be encountering somebody who at least is interested in the dark side of the Force as part of what happens in The Acolyte. But additionally, in High Republic storytelling, there are people who have gone in search of various artifacts that would be of use against the Jedi, like, for example, the Rod of Daybreak, and there were a couple of other rods that were basically used to control the Nameless, those creatures that were able to suck the life force out of a Jedi. So yeah, I expect that he's going to be asked to get something that is not going to be a very nice thing for all intents and purposes. Then we have Mother Anisea, mentioned briefly earlier, played by Jodie Turner-Smith. She's the leader of a coven of witches, capital W witches, who value their independence and the preservation of their beliefs and powers. Now, there's already a lot of discussion about whether this is a splinter group of the Path of the Open Hand that has gone down through the generations, which would be 250 years ahead at this point from where the path showed up in phase 2. But the thing about the witches with a capital W suggests that the powers might be magic with a K at the end, which is the same kind of power situation that the Dathomiri use. But Jodie Turner-Smith and all the people who are surrounding her in the brief scene that we see in the Acolyte trailer, like, they don't necessarily look Dathomiri, so who knows for sure? I mean, I'm sure the Dathomiri are not the only ones to practice magic, that there may be other ways of tapping into it, but certainly that magic was not a light side situation. It was considered more to the dark side of the Force, so it'll be interesting to see if Jodie Turner-Smith is leading a coven of dark side Force tapping dangerous people. Or maybe it's not dangerous. Maybe it just happens to be on the dark side, but, you know, just mild, right? Just mild. And finally, there's the listing for Master Indara. That's Carrie Ann Moss's character, a Jedi Master of great physical and mental skill. And that's all it says about her. So that is, I think, 9 in total, right? 9 total databank entries. Of them, only 8 of the people who were initially revealed in that cast announcement for The Acolyte are covered by those databank entries. There's one person missing. That is Dean Charles Chapman. So, of course, this begs the question, is Dean Charles Chapman the person who has that red lightsaber in the Acolyte trailer? Is he the person who is standing cloaked and hooded on that rocky ledge that we see briefly and May looking at him across it, which, you know, by the way, that planet kind of looks a little bit like Octo, doesn't it, right? Where Luke Skywalker was hiding out in the sequel trilogy? If they haven't shown Dean Charles Chapman yet, then you got to figure there's something major to be known about him. So yeah, I feel like that's our red blade wielder, and you know, only time will tell. So that covers everybody now that was in the original cast announcement. There is one more character I want to talk about, and there's a particular reason why. So when you look at the databank entries, like for example, if you look at the databank entry for May, underneath it there are a bunch of related entries, and it's all of the new characters that have been introduced in this databank drop once the Acolyte trailer went live. So for May, you see also links to Yord and Jeki and Master Soul and so on and so forth. The one exception to this is Carrie Ann Moss's character, Master Indara. One of the characters that's linked in the list of profiles under there is not somebody who's been mentioned in any of the Acolyte stuff, and it happens to be none other than Master Yoda. Now, I went to check, and it doesn't look like his databank entry is updated. And since we're talking databank entries, here you go. Yoda was a legendary Jedi Master and stronger than most in his connection with the Force. Small in size, but wise and powerful, he trained Jedi for over 800 years, playing integral roles in the Clone Wars, the instruction of Luke Skywalker, and unlocking the path to immortality. Now, in other High Republic storytelling in Phase 1, Phase 2, Phase 3, they've been really judicious about their use of Yoda. It hasn't been very much at all, quite honestly, even though they could have had him throughout that whole situation. So I can't decide whether I think Yoda is going to show up in the Acolyte, and I haven't been paying attention to what Frank Oz has been up to over the last little while, although apparently he's going to be inducted as a Disney legend at the D23 event in August of this year. So that's very cool, and congratulations to him, as well as John Williams and Harrison Ford, who will also be inducted at that ceremony. So I'm going to put the question to you. Do you think Master Yoda is going to show up in the Acolyte? Let me know what you think. If you're catching this on YouTube, comments are right there. If you're listening on Spotify, just use the Q&A section and drop your answer right there. If you're catching this anywhere else, then please head to the blog post for the show's episode at sw7x7.com. Those sevens are both numbers, SW, the number 7, the letter X, and the number 7.com, and leave a comment on the blog post there. And that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. If you enjoy the show and think more people should be hearing this daily dose of Star Wars joy, please consider leaving a rating or review. If you haven't done that already, please consider hitting the subscribe or like or follow or join button. Both of those actions tell the algorithms that, hey, this is worth sharing with other people who might be searching for a Star Wars podcast to check out. And you can also just tell people about it. Tell your friends and let them know that this daily dose of Star Wars joy exists for them. And you can also help support the creation and production of this daily Star Wars podcast, this one-man show here, with just $1 a month, $3.27 a month. It doesn't take a lot, but every little bit helps, and that's at patreon.com/sw7x7. And it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited, or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.